And welcome into Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. Just having a little bit of fun there. Stephen Probella.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good to have you in, Stephen. Happy Groundhog Day. I'm just feeling silly today.
Oh, yeah. Four more weeks of winter, sadly.
We will see a good weather forecast this week, that's for sure. That's all we're worried about right now, getting through this week after we survived last week,
one
right?
One day at a time.
One day at a time. Appreciate you being in here this morning. You're with Caverna Schools, and you are someone who deals with a very serious topic.
Yes,
and
yes.
You work with students and probably adults as well within Caverna Schools.
Yes, sir.
You are the Suicide Prevention Director, correct?
Correct. Suicide Prevention Coordinator.
Coordinator, okay.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about what you do.
So each year there's state mandates that we have to meet twice a year for suicide and depression education that I am in charge of coordinating. And then outside that, there's different things we do, such as mental health nights. We have a smile club where kids get together and we just kind of erase that stigma behind mental health troubles and things of that nature.
And you are connected with a group or a foundation called Ray of Sunshine.
That's correct, yes.
And I was not acquainted with Ray of Sunshine before you came today. And that's a statewide thing in Kentucky, I believe.
Tell, yes, sir.
Tell us about the Ray of Sunshine.
So Ray of Sunshine was started by one of my friends that I work with through the grant that I get paid by in SAMHSA. And she had a daughter who, you know, died by suicide, and so she started this Ray of Sunshine. Her name was Taylor Ray Nolan, Ray of Sunshine, RAE, and it's all just about spreading that light, love, and hope by breaking the stigma surrounding mental health through acts of kindness, educational outreach, and community engagement.
Well, you know, it's a very important topic, and I like their mission at the Ray of Sunshine, their mission is to spread light, love, and hope by breaking the stigma surrounding mental health, as you mentioned, and through acts of kindness, educational outreach, and community engagement, we aim to empower individuals to share their stories, support one another, and prioritize emotional well-being. That's important, isn't it?
100%, yeah, and through that foundation, we've been able to start the smile club at the school, which that mission statement remains the same, just bringing smiles to people's faces to try to brighten the day, make these hard times easier for everybody.
How do the students respond at Caverna in relation to the smile club?
Oh they love it. I mean, obviously, so we, for example, the week after Christmas we passed out stuff like stickers and candy. We even did ice cream one day, face painting, just little acts, because it was a test week, first week after Christmas, trying to give everyone a reason to smile. And the kids participating in it have amazing ideas on how to help the students out, and then obviously all the students love, especially when you come in with ice cream. They're
yeah,
gonna love you.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Anytime.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like coffee from the Hive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime you know, we get our Mustang Sally's, I'm in a better mood already.
You cannot complain.
With ice cream, you know, that works. That works in well with students, and it's a really it's an outreach kind of club and movement, if you will, to
yes.
be focused on others a little bit more, really pay attention to focusing on others.
Exactly, yeah. And it's been a student-led club that we've done. And I've told them, you tell me what ideas you have, and I will pull every string I can to make it happen.
Wonderful.
And they've just been enjoying it, and it's been great seeing a group of students think about something more than themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And, so it's been amazing.
And they build that support among each other. Mm-hmm. And when one of them does encounter a situation that could be overwhelming, they've got a support system, don't they?
100%. That's what we try to build, that support system within the students, but also within the staff. And, you know, there's plenty of resources we have throughout the state of Kentucky and through Caverna. And I love getting all that message out to everyone now.
Oh, yeah. On the website, and again, it's Ray of Sunshine Kentucky, RAE of Sunshine KY.org is the website, in case others want to investigate this. But it talks about their impact, and they've been around. This organization or foundation has been around since 2019.
Correct, yes.
And in that time, they have reached 70,000 plus individuals. Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing.
It is amazing. amazing, every work they're doing. And you can see across Facebook and Instagram the different schools that have these small clubs posting all these great things they're doing. It's wonderful to see.
Do you know if there's another? I don't know of another school that has Ray of Sunshines in this area. Caverna is exceptional in that, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, in this immediate area that we're around, it's just Caverna, but we're hoping as we grow our small club, we can then move and go to other schools and do programs there to show them, hey, this is what we're doing, and get that kindness being spread everywhere.
The acronym SMILE, okay, you talk a lot about SMILE. I think the acronym is pretty important, and it stands, SMILE stands for something, right?
Yes, it does. Yes. Tell
us about that.
So the S in SMILE stands for story, as simple as everyone has a story. The M is make motivation. A smile will make your day or motivate you. The I is illuminate. You're going to surround yourself with people and opportunities that illuminate your dreams. L is light, leadership, and legacy. Each of us can be a light and a leader. What will be your legacy? And then your E is your energy. Decide every day how you will use your energy to bring a smile and a light to the people around you.
Smile clubs. I think that's a great thing. I just like that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And like I said, the kids just love thinking about how they can make other people happy. And that makes me happy to see.
One aspect of the Smile Club is scholarships, and that's something that's pretty important too. And this is in honor of Ray, the young lady who sort of spurred this foundation. And tragic, her story's tragic, but yet her family is using it for good to help others themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, and her mom Talora is the one I know, and. You know, she has taken this very hard circumstance and found a way to impact and encourage and lighten other people's lives. And it's amazing that someone had such a big light when they were with us that even now that they aren't, they are still shining brighter than ever before.
Yeah. Definitely.
So it's beautiful to see.
Definitely. Since 2019, the foundation has awarded over $50,000 in scholarships for students who are pursuing work or a degree in work that would be along this nature. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I think it's great. So each scholarship helps carry forward Taylor Ray Nolan's legacy and empowers young leaders now, before they even think about their career, to be an outreach and help their friends and everything.
100%, yeah. And I've even had students who haven't thought about it that since working with us, they've talked about how nice it is, and they might want to get into that field now. So,
well, that's great.
It's great to see.
Stephen, I appreciate you enlightening us about what Ray of Sunshine and the Smile Club's all about.
I appreciate you having me in, especially for some coffee.
Oh, well, hey, we're glad to. Stephen Probella with us from Caverna Schools, and keep up the good work, young man.
I appreciate it. I will, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. 7:45 on WCLU, and we'll be back. We're honoring our linemen today. We'll honor them with a song next.